So normally at this point, our youth go out into our youth area and do a little study. But this morning it's going to be a little bit different. So you're going to stay in here for this morning. So a couple months ago, Pastor Joe asked me, hey, if you're ever interested in speaking on a Sunday morning, let me know. I'd love to give you that opportunity. And I didn't give the most respectful response. I just laughed because I thought I would never feel comfortable doing that. All the years in ministry, I've just done music and just recently started working with the youth. And I'm comfortable talking with them because we only talk about 15, 20 minutes. And so a longer span of time and with adults is just intimidating for me. I'm an introvert, which maybe you don't recognize because up here I seem outgoing, but I normally take a Sunday afternoon nap because I'm exhausted. So to get up in front of a lot of people musically is no problem, but to speak kind of stresses me out. But something happened a few weeks ago where God had birthed something in me, and I had a vision, and I came back to him and I said, I think I have something I want to share. And so it's been stirring in me. And even throughout the last couple of weeks, I was thinking about a moment that I had with my son, Michael. Throughout our years, we've known each other for about 6 years. I met him when he was 12. But we've had many moments where I've said many things to him on all the spectrums, you know, as a father, you know, constructive criticism, things that I regret, but encouragement and love. And one time he said, Dad, you always have something good to say. You should be a preacher. And I laughed in his face as well. It's kind of cool, like that moment, he saw something in me, but I also saw something in him at that moment, and it spoke volumes for him and where he's at and who he is. But I'm thankful for this opportunity. I have something that's been burning in me, but I was thinking, what better way to have my first message but to have this group up behind me? Aren't they a good-looking bunch? Look at this crew. Yeah. I'm thankful for you guys. So when I see these people, and we also have some people in what do you call them? Behind the scenes, yes. Thanks for being here for service. So our tech crew, I'll introduce everybody a little bit later. But when I see them, I think of this scripture. It's in Psalms 33:3. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully and shout for joy. So this team, they individually, some of them have been honing in with their craft and their talent longer than I've been alive. They've been working really, really hard. And I know that says a little bit to their age, but also to their commitment and faithfulness. They've been working really hard to be good at what they do. And individually, they're amazing, but also as a group, they're great. I want to start off with introducing to you guys Rob. Rob plays bass, and which in a band, the bass. Yeah, give it up for Rob. Yeah. In a band, the bass holds the low ending, and is the foundation of where everything else kind of builds off of. And he works really, really closely with the drums. But most of the time, maybe you won't notice the bass is there. Maybe he's not playing, and then all of a sudden he'll play, and you'll feel it. It's like this morning he was playing, and the stage was kind of rattling. And sometimes it could be nerve-wracking, but it touches my soul, maybe because it just shakes everything inside. But he's the soul of our band. Give us a little bit of your skillful sounds. Now back here in the animal cage, we have Drew. Drew plays with us a few times a month, And he is a steady, like, he is the metronome. This guy is so, like, on top of it, so great, and even more so in life, like, not just musically. But let's give it up for Drew. Give us some of your skillful sounds. Yeah. All right. Now, most of you probably know Van. Do you guys know Van? This guy, he's a his placer, been here for years. He plays acoustic, electric, leads worship on Wednesday nights. So glad to have you part of the team. Show us what you got. And over here next, we have Steve. He's one of the heroes in Chris Jones's band. Steve, he's one of the faithful few that are here every single Sunday. We're so thankful for you. Show us what you got. Over here next on acoustic guitar, this is Mouse. He and I met a few years back doing theater. He played in our band in Godspell 2016, and then was a part of the cast and sang a solo in Fiddler on the Roof. And since then, we've been worshiping together. Show us your skillful sounds. Yeah, Mouse! Yeah, Mouse. All right, and over here we have Annalette. Annalette's on the keys. Annalette and I have been doing ministry together for about 15 years, and I'm so thankful to continue serving with you. And I mean, you guys know that I play keys, but it's so nice to not have to when you got someone like this playing. So show us what you got, girl. Awesome. Thank you. All right. And we got Jaden up here. Jaden holding down the male singing. Jaden's been in our church for a long time. He's a lion leader at our church and everywhere he goes. But we're so thankful to have you part of our team. Show us what you got.
I'm no prophet or messiah. Should go looking somewhere higher.
Yeah, boy, that's Jaden. All right, we got Leanna. Oh, okay. All right, you got fan club, All right, Leanna does a few things up here. Sometimes you'll see her talking into this mic and you're thinking, I can't hear her. Why isn't she singing in the other mic? I'll explain that in a little bit, but she works on that mic, singing harmonies, leading worship, and she also partners with me in youth ministry. Show us what you got.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance, and I'm going to pray.
We also have Rachel. Rachel's been a his placer for a long time, part of worship ministries and youth ministries at our church. Show us a little bit of your heart, worship.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise.
Yeah. All right, Aurelia, this... Dang. You got fan Club 2 fan club. All right, this girl and I, we've been doing ministry and singing together for 20 years. We were only 2 years old. But it's been awesome doing ministry with her. She's in the same position as Leanna, where you'll see her on this little extra mic. We'll talk about it later. But she also does harmonies, leads worship, even on Wednesday nights. Great. So great to have you a part of our team. Show us your heart.
Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough.
Some folks behind the scenes, which you don't get to hear from, maybe you there's elements of them that you get to hear or see. But up here, we have Tim Case and sometimes Jay, Matt Tanksley, Brandon. Tim, we're so thankful for all that you do and that you're a part of our team. Show us what you got. Oh, okay. All right, so... All right, so now you know what Tim's in control of. All right, and over here in this booth, we have Cheryl holding down the lights. Hey, girl. We're so thankful for you. Thank you for serving with our team. Show us what you got. Ooh. And then... Ooh. And then... Yeah, all right, give it up for Cheryl. All right, so that's everybody. That's our team. We're so thankful for everybody. Can you guys hear me?
Hello? Oh, you forgot somebody. Oh, you forgot.
Okay, all right. Let's not forget them. Hey, let me have the band. You guys help me out as we cheer on the sound techs. Ready? Yeah. So they got control of the levels in the house. You got to be nice to them because they control everything. They make you sound really good or really bad. But we're thankful for you guys. And most of the time, you guys probably don't even notice them. And that means they're doing a really good job because the sound's not affecting you. But we're thankful for you guys. Thank you so much. And now a couple other elements.
Wait. I think we're forgetting somebody.
Yeah.
This is Aaron. He is back here on the MD mic. He does our pads. There's a little tiny keyboard back here you can't see. This is the Korg. He plays sound effects. And he's our wonderful worship leader. Aaron, would you show us a little bit of what you got?
Oh. With which thing?
All of it!
We didn't practice this.
I surprised him.
All right, here's my laptop. Oh, you know what? This is a cool sound.
Get it, Aaron.
I feel like Ross Geller. All right. So I'm the least prepared for this because I was not ready for that. Yeah! Okay, that's all you got. That's all you got.
Yeah, give it up for
Okay. All right, that made me nervous. Okay, so some of the things that I'm doing over here, it's you're probably wondering, come on, Aaron, like, can you do one more thing? Like, just stop, like, distracting us. Just stick to one thing at a time. Let me explain a little bit about what's going on up here. I have my laptop, which does these heavenly sounds. So, like, in between songs, it kind of helps transitions, and it's not a huge silence gap. And then this we call this the MD mic. And it stands for music director. And so this mic, and Leanna or Aurelia, they have one as well. So if I'm up leading worship, then there's going to be someone else on one of those mics, MDing, which means they talk through musical stuff with the band. So they remind the band, hey, let's do the chorus, let's do the bridge, let's build. And sometimes we, as the spirit flows, we do things differently than we rehearsed. And this kind of is a tool to allow us to flow with the spirit. So then we're able to say, repeat chorus, stuff like that. So it's really, really helpful. Sometimes we'll even say stuff like this. It's not always musical. Leanna, can you get the church to clap their hands? They look dead this morning. Or maybe Rob just did something really sick on the bass guitar, like really cool solo that I hadn't heard him do before. And I go, yeah, Rob! Yeah, that was good! So that mic is a really cool thing just to speak into the band. And Tim up there has his own ears as well. He's able to hear what we're saying in that mic. We all have ears, in-ears, like kind of like earphones, where we're able to hear what we want. And I'll explain a little bit about that mix later. But there's one other thing that our drummer controls up in the cage. You would never know what he's doing. You would never hear it because it's never in the house. But this is our click. So we're going to put it in the house today. All right, that's going for 35 minutes during worship in our ears, and we're hearing that. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard, right? Annoying, right? Yeah. If you're not used to that and you're not comfortable with it, it's really annoying and distracting and it's uncomfortable. But let me tell you about that click as it's playing. The click keeps us on track. The click keeps us in line, gives us structure. And I've heard many drummers tell me, I love the click because the click takes over the job of keeping the band on. And I get to just play. And I get to have fun. I get to be free. And it's really beautiful having that structure and that constant thing that never wavers, and sometimes without it, you'll have band members arguing. You know, the drummer will say, "Hey, you sped up," and then the vocalist will say, "No, you slowed down," and without that reference, that will never lie. We don't know, but it's really cool to have that click. It is a reference. It's a structure, and like the drummers say, it really allows us to be free. Within that structure. So you don't have to give it up for the click because the click doesn't have feelings. All right, so this morning, my message is titled, We're Better Together. And I'm going to explain some components of that. And sometimes maybe you'll go through life and you're a part of a team or a fit where it's not fitting. And you're wondering why, you know, if the word says so much about the church body and how we need to come together and work together, that must mean that we're better together, but why are we not better right now? I have some thoughts on that this morning. And but as we start off, I want to read a scripture together. Jaden, if you can start us off.
It says 1 Corinthians 12:4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
Okay, Rachel?
Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would their sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be?
All right, let's do the next few verses together. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So in our first service, we had one of our friends, Letitia Roberts, come up to share a praise report about how her son had some heart issues a year ago and was going into heart failure and all these different areas that were very life-threatening and scary and painful. And the family and I remember our youth group, the church was coming together to rally and to pray. And even a year later, not only did God heal him then, but God has kept him healed. And we celebrate together because of that healing. And many of you are vulnerable and you share your story with each other or with us. And you allow us to walk life together. And that allows us to be able to share in the suffering and to also share in the joys. That's one of the beautiful benefits of being a part of a church body. Now we all, so you just read that scripture. We all have different gifts. And some of you may have been for years, you've known your gift and you've been even working and living with your gift, serving the church, serving others. Or maybe this is a new concept to you and you're still struggling with what your gift is and how you're supposed to present it to the church. But all of us have gifts and we have something to offer the church, but we are better together. Do not hide your gift and keep it to yourself or even to just a small few. God has called you to have that gift to share with a huge body so that we can be more effective and more powerful because we're better together. Now, if we only have that beautiful gift that we do really, really well on our own, but we don't know how to mesh well with other people, with their gifts, then it could get chaotic. It could get really messy, and maybe everyone just starts doing their own thing. But let's take that idea in the concept of the band, and let's see what happens when that happens here. So, Rob, start us off with your skillful solo. All right, now. and we always iron stuff out before the service starts, but sometimes our rehearsals are like that. A little bit messy. No, that's not true. Not this group. The beautiful thing about this group is they have individual talent, but they also know how to come together. And it takes a lot to come together. So you probably could not even hear anything beautiful. And you know that everything that what they do individually is amazing. But as they're all doing it all at once, and there's no order or structure, there's no unity, then all of a sudden it becomes chaos. It's a mess. And it's noise, and it's a distraction, and you want to just run from it. So I want to talk a little bit about a few things that it takes to be better together. And it's not just a doing thing. It's something that you have to, it's a mentality. It's a way, it's a perspective, a way to think. So I'm going to talk about four things this morning. The first thing, humility. Look at this scripture, Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. So a few years ago, a few of our family members went to New York, and I took a bunch of pictures, and I was looking on Facebook for some of the pictures, and I found this one, and this is myself and my daughter, Megan, and my mother-in-law in the background, and I don't know why I posted this picture, because... I mean, my mother-in-law didn't even know I was taking the picture. but you know what? I think probably what happened was I took it and I looked at it and I thought, well, I look good. I mean, I don't know about that smile, but you know, like I only looked at myself. Yeah, how many of you do that? Someone takes a picture and you say, let me see. And there's 30 people and you look at yourself and you think, okay, yeah, it's good. And there's someone like next to you that's like... still good because you look great. Why are we so selfish? So I posted that picture. My poor mother-in-law, she didn't even know. So in that picture, I looked at myself first. And it's very selfish. It's not even humble. It's not even looking to other people. In this next image, I saw on Johnny Vaughn's page this last week on Facebook. And as soon as I saw it, I immediately went to the umbrella of the children and the wife. And I started thinking, well, are they doing their job? I mean, are my kids loving me? Are they obeying me? Does my wife comfort? Does my wife... And then after I judged and like processed through their life, I like slowly got to mine. And I was like, oh, I need to just look at myself and consider what I need to do best. And God reprimanded me in a very loving and kindful way. And I marinated on my own life and that those aspects. Do I protect my family? Do I lead my family? Do I provide for them? And then after I did that, I went back and I was like, but then do they? No. And then God told me, just stop at yourself. Don't be looking to others to see if they're doing their part, if they're doing their job. You just consider yourself, and I'll work on them, and they'll consider themselves. In the first picture, I only saw myself, and it's selfish. And in this image, I saw other people in a very selfish way. How many can relate to that a little bit? Okay. It's humanity. I get it. So those are just... some ways that I need, and that's just a short list of the many ways that I need to do better in humility and selflessness. My family, they're the best versions of humility and selflessness. My father-in-law, most humble men I've ever met. My grandparents right here, this is Grandpa and Grandma Great. That's what our kids call them because they're great, Grandma and Grandpa. These are the most selfless people I know. And then our other sets of grandparents, JoJo and Wayne, so selfless. And then I have my wife and my mother and my mother-in-law, who are the most loving. And these are just great people in my life. And I desire to be more like them. I desire to be more humble, and I desire to be more selfless. Third thing I want to talk about. So humility is number one, selflessness number two, number three, the click. The click in our band is the thing that we talked about in the drummer's cage. It's the steady, I may be jumping ahead. Before I get there. One last thing about selflessness, or humility and selflessness. If it's not just thinking of yourself less than others, but it's thinking of yourself less. Sometimes we could cause division even in our insecurity if we're thinking that we're less than other people. Like the scripture said, well, I'm not an eye, I can't see, or I'm not an ear, I can't hear. Even that insecurity causes division. So don't see yourself less than others, but look to yourself less. Jaden and I were at a concert a few weeks ago. We went to go see Need to Breathe. Does anybody know that band? Need to Breathe? Okay, more people in this service. And they had two other bands leading up to them. And the first band was just a new artist who was, quote unquote, the starving artist who's just starting out. And he was playing guitar, which we couldn't hear in the mix. I don't know why. But and then he had a keyboardist and he had a drummer, which I was also distracted by, because normally if you have drums, you need bass. And I'm thinking, come on, dude, the musical rules. And some of you are probably thinking, can you ever just enjoy music without, working? No, I can't. No, so, I mean, most of the time I can. But in that context, I was there to judge. I was there to come on, give me something. No, again, I was being selfish. But the second band came in, and this band had a little more seasoned players up there, and even more instrumentalists. It was a husband and a wife. What's their names?
Johnny Swim,
their new band. Check them out. And he was playing guitar, and she had this cool, raspy, bar singer voice, but she's still, saved. And they were just so good, the style, but even the quality of it. I could start to hear something different about them. And I leaned over to Jaden, and I said, I screamed because it was so loud. I was I said, they don't have click, but they're pretty good without click.
And I'm like, dude, we have front row seats. I have licorice. Just enjoy the show, dude. Seriously.
And he's why are you thinking about the click? And then the third band came in, which is the headliners, Need to Breathe, and they killed it. Their quality, their heart, their passion, and they had the click. There was something different about them where they were just on. When the drummer did a really cool solo and finished the solo, the band was still together. Whereas the band before, the drummer would do this cool thing and then mess up a little bit, and everybody would for a measure, okay, there, we're back on track again. And not very many people noticed that, but I noticed it. And it was distracting to me. But when the group had that click, that guide, that structure, all of a sudden, there was no distraction. And I saw beauty. There was peace. I no longer was working. I was no longer thinking how I couldn't hear the acoustic guitar, and I couldn't hear this, and I couldn't hear that. It was just peaceful. And that's a door slam. And so this was the moment where God started birthing something in me, and I had this vision, and I was thinking, how is this experience like my life and in our lives as Christ followers? What is the click in real life? And God started to show me the click in real life is the word of God. It's the thing that is steady. You can't lie about it. It's been the same forever, and it's the same today, and it'll always be the same. And the Spirit of God, the scriptures even talk about the Word of God being the sword of the Spirit. So there's a connection between the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And if we are not following that click and we're not on that click, then we're going to waver. We're going to do a little drum solo, and then we're going to fumble, and then it's struggle to get back on. And maybe someone more seasoned than us can like help us get back on. But if we don't have a click, if we're not really that engaged to the click, we're not going to have that safety. Like the drummer was saying earlier, I love playing to a click because then I can just really jam and be free. There's something safe and freeing about the structure of God. And maybe you have a bad taste in your mouth with structure, maybe because of your upbringing, or maybe a work environment where the structure was not healthy at all. So in your mind, structure means boxed in or closed or controlled. But when the control and the structure is God, it's beautiful. And peace begins to enter your life. And it's like nothing else that we can create as humans. Four things. Humility, selflessness, click, and then the fourth thing, the MD mic. So earlier I was talking about this, the music director mic, we call it the MD mic. We use it to speak into each other's ears. We have headphones up here, and I was thinking about how the MD mic is not just in this concept, but there's also one in our real day-to-day lives. Who are the MDs in your life? The people that you allow to speak into your ear. Maybe no one else hears what they're saying. Only maybe you or maybe your family or a few people hear what they're saying in your ear. Who are those MDs in your life? Is it only one voice, or is it like our band? In our band, we have two MD mics. Leanna does it, Aurelia does it, I do it. Do they speak the same thing, or are they contradicting each other? If you have two different, or three, or four, or 10 different voices saying different things, then it's going to sound like that mess that the band was creating when they were all doing their solo thing. But one thing I've learned is all of my MD people in my life that I allow to speak into my life, they are all so closely connected to that click, the Word of God and the Spirit of God, to where they're always saying the same thing. They never contradict each other. So I walk in peace and in confidence and in hope and in joy because the MDs in my life are saying the same thing. If you have MDs in your life that are contradicting each other, you need to pray about that. Maybe one of them you should not be allowing to speak into your life. Do they flow with the click? If these voices cause that chaos, you're going to start to believe we're not better together. You're going to start to believe that you are better on your own. And you'll believe, you'll start being unteachable. But if you have unity within the voices, you will be more effective, and together, you'll all be more powerful. In our band, we rotate, the three of us, on the MD mic. And I was telling you earlier, I have MDs in my life. My wife, my parents, my in-laws, my grandparents, Pastor Joe, Pastor Chris. And these are people, even our teams, like the worship team, the youth teams, they speak into my life, and they're all connected closely to that click, to where I feel peace when they speak, and they encourage, and they teach me, they keep me on track. Sometimes they grab me over here. Leanna did this a couple weeks ago. I was like off to the side, distracted from what the structure was, and she grabbed me and she put me back on and brought me back to structure and to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. These are the MDs that I pray that you get to have in your life. Leanna, I told you in our first service, you're not just the MD of our band, and you're not even just MD in my life. You are an MD in so many people's lives. You speak into our students. You speak into the women. You speak into everyone that comes your path. You are the MD of so many circles, your family, and you speak life. You grab people and you put them back on track. You give them structure, which gives them safety, makes them feel comfortable and peaceful. And I told you the first time we sang together, I said, you fit like a glove. And I could not believe that we had this kind of chemistry without years. And that's just the anointing. That's the Spirit of God connecting us for this season. And I pray we never have to leave the season because we're better together. And you can speak into my life as much as you want, and I'm thankful that you do. Aurelia, she's one of our other MDs, but not just in this band. You speak into so many people in your life. You speak into your family. I've heard you even speak into strangers because you've never met one. And so you just walk up to people and you start speaking into them and encouraging them. You are not just a singer, you're a preacher. And when you speak into people's lives, they see things that they couldn't see before. I remember coming out of my dark season, there were people that I ran to because I needed their hope and their life. And you were one of them that I ran to. And I was like, I need you to speak into me because this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm thinking. And you spoke into me and you said, those are lies. That's not true. What I know is this, and I know this. And you spoke into me. You brought life. And after 20 years of ministry with you, we've had our personal ups and downs, and we've been there for each other. And sometimes our ups and downs have even been between us. But I don't believe, I said this first service, I don't believe that we've had at all anything to put up with. I believe that we've been there to put each other up. And I'm so thankful that you're in my life. And you don't just speak into this band, you speak into my life. And you speak into this church's life. I'm thankful for these MDs up here. One thing I was telling you earlier about Drew. Drew, as he controls the click, sometimes we'll start a song and the vocalist, if it's not a big song, the drums haven't come in yet, and there's a little bit of like uncertainty to like where we're at and where we're starting. And sometimes the soloist will start singing, and if they're off because they don't hear the drums, or maybe the click isn't loud enough in their ears, he will stop the click and then adjust it and like get them back on. And I believe, Drew, that you don't just do that in this context. I don't believe that you just do that musically. I believe that you have that gift to do that in real life. That there's people in your life that they come to you and they need your peace because you're very calm and you're very peaceful, and you bring people back into structure and that click, that guide. I'm thankful for you, dude. So I mentioned a little bit about our mix. Different things, you can mix your ears differently. I have my iPad, which allows me to control my levels in my own ear. But we have a standard up here. What are the two things that need to be the loudest?
MD.
Click,
MD and click
and MD mic. These are the two things in our mix that have to be louder than anything else. The click and the MD mic. Nothing else, everything else could potentially just be clutter or chaos. If we don't have that click louder than anything else, then we start having chaos. Or that MD mic. So in your life, same thing. You get to control your own mix. You get to have the click, which is the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the loudest voice in your life. It's got to be the loudest voice in your life. And then those people that speak into you, that get you back on track, they need to be up there as well. Everything else is at a medium level. And you will start to see how much more peace you have because of that mix. I want you to say this with me. Chaos begins where humility ends. Say that one more time. Chaos begins where humility ends. So let's go back to the four things. Humility, selflessness, the click, which is the Word of God, the Spirit. And the fourth thing, MD Mike, who is speaking into your life? When you know your gifts and your calling, through humility, you will believe that we are truly better together. And the body can live in health, and together we can all be more effective. With all those components, let's see what we can do together. So let's use the band again for a second. I want to show you how we normally start off a song and how different it can be if we layer everything intentionally and with unity. So I normally start my iPad first, which is the heavenly track. All right, Drew, start the click. All right, Rob, I'm going to have you start on the bridge. One, two, three, four. F and C and G and F and G, A minor. Keep that going. Join. Stay on the click. Electric guitars. Stay on the click. Acoustic. Drums. Two, three, repeat. Vocals, free worship.
Jesus, you make the darkness shine.
connect. Hold either an arm or a link, hand over the shoulder, hold hands, whatever you're comfortable with. Let's cross the aisles. I pray in the name of Jesus that his place will be a body that works together and is unified, because we are better together. God, help us to be humble and selfless so that we can truly see that. We won't think of ourselves any higher than we need to, or even any lower than we need to. Help us to be humble and selfless, to love you, to follow your word and your spirit in our life. In the name of Jesus, break any bond of division. In the name of Jesus.
The mountains shake before you. Demons run and flee. At the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell.
Come on, sing that again. Sing that again.
The mountains. The mountains shake before him. You're no longer welcome here.
Because we're better together. We're better together. So as you go, I want to challenge you. I always love leaving a challenge. I like that idea, so that you have some kind of homework to meditate on. Leave this room praying, and throughout your whole week, asking God, God, in this next season of my life, how do you want me to join the family of God, the church body, to become more one, to fulfill callings and desires and gifts that you've given me, that I no longer have to jam by myself. I get to jam with a full body of band members. Pray about that, and then next week, commit to something. Amen? All right. Go and be grace and love to people all around you. In Jesus' name.